Eastern States. Slashdot Radio.
Nice work.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are we recording?
We are recording.
Oh, excellent. Welcome to Geeks in Space.
Dear God, stop the insanity. We're broadcasting from the nude beach this week, and we really, really, really wish that it would, number one, be about 20 degrees warmer out.
And secondly, that all the obese people would leave.
Dude, I told you.
I'm really starting to wish I would have brought clothes.
Dude, I told you that starting a nude beach in Michigan was just a bad idea.
Well, yeah, but having the grand opening the week of Thanksgiving is a worse idea.
Yeah,
I was thinking we'd get a lot of tourists.
I was thinking July 4th was a far better date, but I was overruled by the executive committee.
Well, that was because at that point we only had, you know, the property, you know, right by the power plant.
Cranberries, dude. This weekend is all about cranberries and pumpkin pie.
Thanks, Potter.
And, right.
You
know, great.
What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner, Potter?
Barbecued ribs.
From Chili's.
Welcome to Thanksgiving at Cowboy Neal's.
We won't be eating kosher.
Well, come on. Turkey is all, like, dry and bland. You know, why not get something better, like barbecued ribs?
Barbecued ribs it is.
Half of the holidays licking your fingers.
I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
Rob Commander Taco Molda.
Jonathan Cowboy Neal Potter.
Nate Ostendorp.
And Nate doesn't have a wacky nickname. Nate's not going to have any misadventures.
He does have wacky nicknames. We just don't tell him what they are.
And the FCC won't let us put it on the air.
Dude, there's no FCC to worry about.
No. The FCC won't let us put Nate's wacky nicknames on the air. Trust me. The U.S. Marshals are listening for that.
You mean Tommy Lee Jones?
And Echelon?
Yes, Echelon, actually. You know, it's
NSA?
Funny. Yeah, it's funny you should
encryption.
Mention Echelon. Because there's a report coming out from Europe that they're thinking that one of the committees may recommend putting an embargo on Pentium 3s because of the serial number technology, and they want to find out how much the NSA and FBI were involved in Intel putting the serial numbers on the chips.
They're going to just come out and say, yeah, it was our idea, sorry. Actually, Intel would probably really like that because they took so much PR hits over that.
It wasn't our fault. The government made us do it.
Well, what do you do when the NSA kicks your door down and says, look, guys, the next version of your chip, we'd appreciate it if you put a serial number. Your consumers are going to hate it, you know, but we say so, and we're the NSA.
Well, you know, that, and obviously having a serial number on my chip means that the Internet's going to be a better experience.
Dude, you know, the Internet is going to be better on Pentium 3s.
Well, yeah, you know, broadband, you know, any sort of bandwidth. You don't need that. You need a Pentium 3.
We should actually get the little sample and, like, make a remix of, like, the Pentium song. That'd be probably a pretty
bad
idea.
It's all about the Pentiums.
The video could be you guys dancing in those attractive suits.
Ah, yes. Those things are
right,
much
those
hotter.
Suits. How about we don't talk about the suits anymore?
Actually, you know what? I would give anything for one of those suits right now, but mainly for you, because I don't want you naked.
Well,
you should be wearing the bunny suit.
I know it's, you know, it's fearful to deal with your attraction, but,
No.
Yeah.
It's more like terror. So everybody that went to Comdex last week got the flu.
Yeah, well, except for me.
Except for you, you bastard.
We'll get you yet.
No.
We're not getting you. We coughed on your kid.
She's already been sick. She's sick with a different thing, so you guys may be getting more sick.
Sweet!
I have proven myself to be non-infectable.
For the first time in known history, Jeff is not sick.
Yes.
And everybody else is.
I'm not, although my left wrist hurts a lot. So, I don't know.
Well, that changes everything, then.
I think it has something to do with typing on the damn Vio for, 12 hours a day or however long Comdex was. I think Comdex actually was 48 hours a day.
They bend space and time in order to make that thing happen.
You get that many nerds together, it's hard to avoid.
Oh, there weren't that many nerds. You get that many marketroids together. The nerd level was pretty dang low on the whole thing.
Business.
After, like, day two, nobody was handing us press releases anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I mean, we did have a lot of marketroids. It also is very interesting when people come, so what do you do? What is /dot? I'm just like, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to bother explaining it. And then they look at you really weird, you know, because everybody else is there and they're like trying to sell you their product, and we're just like, we're just there to basically read our email.
We've been flown halfway across the United States.
So you can watch us reading our email.
It's really exciting.
It's basically like going to the zoo. Except Potter doesn't throw feces at the wall as much.
At least not at Comdex. Well, I mean, at some of the other shows.
Don't touch the dog. Don't rub your feces on the lamp.
Dude, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Great. We've already managed to get flu
Cowboy
and,
Neil's
and poop
counseling.
Jokes in. Well, that's good.
I've tried not to talk because I'm pretty heavily doped up on cold medicine.
And I'm goofballs.
I don't even remember if I had a cold at this point. I'm just, whoop, I'm gone.
So we typed on Sony's all week and tried to run the site with a T1 going intermittently in and out on both sides of our connection, and my zero key was broken. And that's why I don't have my laptop here, even though it's radio and you can't see whether I actually have my laptop here or not.
Let's paint a picture for you. Jeff, naked. And at least the rest of us have laptops on our laps.
Baby oil all over myself. If it were sunny out, I'd be glistening.
He actually is glistening, but that's only from his own internal body heat.
I do have cold fusion, actually. I've got that down pat.
It's a little bit disturbing. You don't really want to know how he's fueling it.
And I run neon strips throughout my entire body.
That's okay, because we're going to equip Potter with those hydraulic clips. He'll be walking down the street. He just hops up a foot or so and lands back on the ground. It'd be so cool.
And he'll have a subwoofer.
Will I get that when I get that cybernetic armor with the strength of 10 men that I ordered?
Yes.
I think
yes,
you should get the melody horn.
Oh, no. We're not allowed to talk.
No.
No.
We have to cancel this show.
Yeah.
Besides that, you know, it's Thanksgiving week, so who's, like, actually going to be listening?
Yeah, this is true. I'm sure the show will probably take a little while to actually get up. Yeah, so I'd like to apologize to everyone. We said we were going to be doing live broadcasts from Comdex, which turned out to be a giant farce, because trying to do anything from Comdex other than being handed sex pamphlets while you're walking down woo-hoo. The street is virtually impossible.
No, don't say woohoo. It's not good.
No, it's Las Vegas is terrible.
It's like, hello, here's a person who doesn't speak English, and he keeps handing, there's a row of them. You'll be walking down the street, and there'll be like seven of them in a row, and you like are dodging them like it's some sort of weird version of Frogger.
Except there's less trucks and more sex tracks.
Sounds better than I thought it was.
You just need to tell him off like Jeff did.
Yeah. So we're walking.
So did you punch him?
No, we're walking down the street, and I'm talking to Potter. And I'm talking about something, and I was talking about...
We won't go into what we were talking about.
Yeah, we won't go into what we were talking about. And this guy's handing something to me, and I'm facing Potter, and the guy's just past Potter. And I say to Potter, no, I don't want to do it unless it hurts me. And we keep on walking, and the guy has taken his arm back in, and he's going, and he's like, yeah, ha, 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 and he's laughing. And it's about 15 feet later that we realize that... He must have thought I was talking to him, and that apparently I'm only into being hurt when it comes to my sex.
Well, you are, right?
No, that
he is. Nate knows. Nate's the only one in this room qualified enough to say.
The roommate speaks out.
Sorry, dude.
I'm going to get you,
nope.
Nate.
Nope.
Oh, dear.
You're going to be in a lot of pain.
I'm
going to
lock my door.
Nope.
You're going to be in a world of hurt.
So... Let's see.
What else happened interesting at Vegas? Don't see crazy girls.
No, don't. Girls. 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 Imagine removing all the life and soul from something, and that starts to get at how bad Crazy Girls was.
Right, now I'm kind of scared of sex.
Now, granted, Rob always was, but c'est la vie. Geek Christmas ideas. That yep. wasn't at Comdex. That was just a story, Comdex. But I think there's been a lot of really cool ideas that have come into there. Unfortunately, none of them have involved cloning me as of yet, but
there's
I still think that that's probably...
We
you know,
cloned you once,
you
dude.
You get your own
chemos. You're the clone. Okay, the original, he's like in a cave.
The original.
He's in a cave, like deep below the surface of the earth, and he's just
that
laughing.
That explains why my body always tries to turn to true north at all times.
Now, that's why your wrists hurt and, you know, your zero key falls off, because basically, you're a pretty smart guy, but your clone just, he cloned himself and said, all right, I'm going to torture the shit out of myself, and it'll just be fun.
Jeez. Well, does that explain all the problems with American Express and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, dude, that explains why your credit card is screwed up.
You haven't gotten duplicate credit cards yet, so
it's not really
you're using the same account. Oh, man.
Yeah, I would just like to state for the record that American Express and Quicken, a.k.a. Intuit, have combined together to destroy me, my soul, everything that is around me. I think they're going to force me to explode as a 25-megaton blast.
Oh, dear God.
For 2 months now, I've been dealing with... Nah, all right, I'm not going to...
Okay. Slash rant.
I'm going to let it
for
go.
For two months, I've been in the office with him while he's on hold for tech support. And let me tell you, his soul is sucked. My soul is 90% sucked. All right, we're done.
Yeah, we're done talking bad. We hate them!
Oh, wait.
Right. So, VA Linux Systems sent out their letter. And I think that's all we can say about that.
Yeah, not too much to say there. I think one person in this room got it so far. And why isn't it me?
Or me.
I can't say anything about that.
I won't say anything either, dude. We'll protect him together.
He's going to make you cut him in for a couple of shares.
Yeah.
You better be careful. You better get a gun.
Yep.
You're going to become a popular guy around here.
So one
hey,
of the
Potter, want to go out for lunch?
One of the funniest things that I've seen lately was the Dear Mr. Lucas letter on Salon, which ran,
that
I think, yesterday.
Basically, it was like a 19-year-old kid who wanted to play the part of Anakin in the next Star Wars prequel, and he wrote a fairly entertaining story on why he was qualified to do so. My personal favorite was the fact that
Metachlorians.
He had a high Metachlorian count from eating Kentucky Fried Chicken and
Taco Bell.
And Pizza Hut. That's right.
So high, he might even be toxic.
That's right. The other good one was that he's been a fan of Natalie Portman since the days of The Professional, and he began lusting after her sexually on January 19, 1999, or whatever. Whatever her birthday was when she became legal.
June 9, 1999. Oh.
Oh, dear Potter.
Oh. We
I also like the reason why Leonardo DiCaprio was not a good choice for Anakin Skywalker, because your target audience isn't the type of people who's going to
flail around
in a bathtub
full
of ice fantasizing.
Right.
Dirty.
But they might be.
No, probably not. Been a lot of hubbaloo lately about the version of Unreal Tournament for Linux. I've been talking with Tim Sweeney about it. GT didn't want to ship the boxes with the Linux executables because they didn't want to be responsible for tech support. So Tim is actually, he's made all the binaries for UT available online, which you can download. And also it seems now that they're going to be opening up some of the code to the engine. So that's pretty cool.
Quake 3 Arena demo test is out. I've played it. It's gets two thumbs up from me.
I'm waiting for a 3D accelerator so I can participate in this treasure.
Yes. Thank you, Matrox. Please send us our video cards.
Please, sir, can I have another?
Please, sir, I'd like another video card.
I have this flat panel screen, but it does not operate with 3D rendering.
The Debian News had an interesting little bit about some guys who want to port Debian to BSD, which, you know, ain't that surprising. I mean, there's been a project, there's obviously a project to port to Herd. I mean, you can't have, you know, the free software system, you know, or the GNU
Herd
project
rules.
And not port to Herd. You know, when Herd is usable, it'll be really sweet, I'm sure. But now they want to port to BSD, which you actually should check out the comments. You should actually read this if you're interested in either BSD or Debian. It's interesting because it touches on a lot of political issues. It touches on a lot of, the licensing issues. And there's actually a lot of technical problems with it that's interesting, too. So it's actually like one of those things that they don't come along very often where there's a whole lot of layers to it. And it's actually very interesting because it's such a very simple thing, seemingly. What else is interesting?
The top 10 hacks.
Yeah, the feature.
That's true. That's a
very good
go
read.
Go and read it. That is an excellent read. That is the best feature we've had in a long time.
The gist of it is, for those of you who remember a while back, CNET, we've got it linked up in the story. CNET ran an article on the top 10 hacks of all time, which is more accurately described the top 10 website defacements of all time. And rather than allowing hack to equal script kitty, Derek Glidden wrote a really, really excellent piece stating the case and giving examples for hacks in the, you know, in, as far as the real definition of hack is concerned. You should definitely check that out, and there's been quite a discussion being waged right now on what is a good hack. One of the examples being the Apollo moon landing, which...
That is definitely one of the best hacks.
You gotta admit, that's a hack.
Considering the terrible hardware that they had at the time.
That entire Apollo 13 mission.
Yeah.
That was a lot of hacks.
Well, I mean, look at it. You know, we've come so far since then, and what do? Well, we crashed the Mars orbiter into Mars. Oh, geez, converting metric UK system? No, we don't need to do that. Let's just smash the entire orbiter into the planet.
So I would do that just for kicks. Give me a beer. Let's smash an orbiter.
Ladies and gentlemen, why Rob Malda is not allowed to control anything associated with NASA. The closest he comes is using Donald Becker's network driver.
Yeah, I get to use Donald Becker's code, and occasionally I drink Tang. That's as close as I should get to NASA.
When he's going to Australia.
Okay. Astronaut ice cream.
Ooh, yes. Astronaut ice cream. Because it has astronaut and it tastes like ass.
Stays crunchy and milk.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting note. Apparently Slashdot got its like 200 millionth hit like 2 days ago. So
hit or impression?
Well, page. How's that? It served its 200 millionth page. Let's use a real word.
There's been 200 million of them. Oh, 200 million one.
Oh, 200 million and two. I'm going to hit reload now.
And counting. So, yeah, that's been pretty cool. It's been a long ride.
Oddly enough,
here's to the next billion.
The next... Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to cry now, aren't you, dude? No, we might need bigger servers before then.
Yeah, we probably will.
Well, there's been updated details about crypto export.
The Clinton administration isn't doing what they said they would.
Well, they're doing some of what they say they were, and in other words, they're making up.
Yeah, well, they're kind of... It's kind of they had that huge announcement 2 months ago, right. You know, saying they were going to roll back all their stuff, and now it's just kind of baby steps to exporting, baby steps. But
I'm sailing.
Otherwise, you might have to fill out a web form and lie to get your crypto exported.
Right.
Not that I've ever exported crypto.
I have.
Oh, I have. But
I've, like, taken the little RSA Perl script and mailed it all over the globe. Here you go. I'm going to be an arms exporter. Look at me.
I think none of that stuff really, you know, matters to the NSA. It's all like the, you know, the business community being able to actually take stuff out.
It's a little bit difficult to do international commerce
securely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's hope someone pulls their head out of something. And
right.
Right.
The ground, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Out of the ground. Out of the ground. Definitely the ground. But
that's what he meant.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and say
did you
that.
Get the
oh, no, they're
memo.
Doing it again.
Why don't I make sure you get another copy of them?
Dude,
memo.
Can you yank their mics?
We're putting the cover sheets on the TV.
There we go.
That's the way it
now it's
be.
The Nate and Rob show.
Yeah, see, on this show, we don't bother talking about the TPS reports.
Hey. This is so much more boring.
Wait, I'll fade Potter back in. Okay. You guys can come back in, too.
That's the problem when you mess with Nate, the man with the mixer.
Did you get the email that I...
Did you get the email?
Dude, they're doing it again.
Mics.
All right.
You're gone.
So,
Rob.
Let's sign off.
This is the Perl Hour.
We're
going
to... This week on the Perl Hour, we're going
to
talk about...
...:// sender, how to log with it. It's very easy.
Send your colon?
Never mind.
Right. We should get out of here.
Well, let's sign off now.
This is Geeks in Space, another patented episode of Quality.
We got patent pending on this one.
Intercombat!